First up today, news about USPS and UPS. Think partnership. It's the business news headlines for Monday and the first day of April. Welcome to a new month, and thanks for being here. In other news, Truth Social took a loss of over $58 million last year, and the stock value has slid. We've got a story about Godzilla and King Kong for you. It's pretty amazing. Millions of recalled Kia and Hyundai vehicles are still on the road. The AT&T data breach is a big deal for millions of people. The most important question job seekers should ask is what? We'll share. We've got the Wall Street Report and why April 1st can be a marketing minefield. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the first day of April 2024. I'm your host, Michael Libby, on the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're with us again today. The United States Postal Service currently has a partner in FedEx, who is the air service provider for the post office. But all that is about to change. USPS has said that UPS will be its air cargo shipping partner once the contract with FedEx expires in September. The agreement with UPS is for 5.5 years, and financial details were not made public. If you were with us, we recently reported on the meteoric rise of the social media platform Truth Social on the stock market. Now, after that splashy open, Trump Media and Technology Group, whose flagship product is Truth Social, we now learn has lost over $58 million last year. And that's in stark decline compared with the profit of $50 million that the former president's company reported for 2022, all of this according to regulatory filings. The AP is reporting that after merging with a blank check company called Digital World Acquisition Corp., Trump Media began trading just last Tuesday on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DJT, and it's been a volatile ride. Trump Media's shares soared in their first couple of days of trading, surpassing $79 a share at one point on Tuesday, but have since fallen closer to their initial public offering price of $49.95. But as of midday on Monday, Trump Media's stock plunged more than 23% to below $48, meaning a lot of early investors are taking a hit. At the close on Monday, the stock price came in at $48.66 a share, or a 21% downturn. Two words? Yep. Stay tuned. Wall Street ended the day mixed. The reason? Manufacturing data trended higher than expected, and that poured cold water on any central bank rate cut. I'll have the numbers from today for you in just a bit. Well, it seems that Godzilla and King Kong are still a thing. Godzilla times Kong, the new empire, roared to an $80 million opening on over 3,800 North American screens, according to Sunday studio estimates. Projections had put the opening weekend for the movie, which sees the monsters teaming up instead of squaring up, at closer to $50 million. Godzilla, who's been around since 1954 and spent most of his time on movie screens in Japan before coming across the Pacific. Meanwhile, King Kong debuted way back in 1933, and the film made a huge star out of actress Fay Wray. That $80 million open is huge when you consider that second place last week was Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire, that grossed just $15.7 million. 6 months ago, Kia and Hyundai announced a recall of some 3.4 million vehicles the company said could catch fire with the engines on or off. The AP is now reporting that most of those autos remain on the road unrepaired, putting their owners, their families, and potentially other people in danger of fires that could spread to garages, houses, or even other vehicles. Hyundai and Kia have acknowledged that there's little hope of repairing most of the affected vehicles until June or later, roughly 9 months after they were announced in recalls. The delay? Well, that's due to the sheer number of vehicles that are impacted. The fires, they say, have occurred when brake fluid leaked onto the circuit boards of anti-lock braking systems, triggering an electrical short and igniting the fluid. This past weekend, AT&T released details on a massive data breach, saying sensitive information of millions of its customers was found on the dark web. The information includes some social security numbers and passcodes for about 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. Whether the data originated from AT&T or one of its vendors is still unknown. The company has launched an investigation. Consumers impacted by this breach should be receiving an email or letter directly from AT&T about the incident. The email notices began going out last Saturday. So when doing a new job interview and you are the one being asked questions by the employer, there are plenty of reasons for you to also ask some questions. And a new LinkedIn study says the most important question a job seeker should ask is this. Quote, what is your culture of learning? End quote. So how should the prospective employer answer that question? LinkedIn says you should listen for these clues. Number one, learning opportunities aren't just limited to scheduled courses. And leaders encourage risk-taking, failure, and learning from mistakes so they can innovate. Number three, employees are empowered to find their own answers through on-demand resources. Number four, the organization provides both in-person and virtual on-demand learning opportunities. Number five, managers ask coaching questions. I mean, think about how would this sound? How can I help you do your work? If a manager said that to you, would that be pretty cool? And finally, learning is part of the performance evaluation and improvement is rewarded. Any of those answers to your question can mean maybe you've got a good opportunity. Now go forth. The Dow took it in the shorts today as manufacturing data came in hotter than expected, showing expansion in that sector, and that we something we've not seen since 2022. That, in turn, means the central bank will not be in any hurry to reduce its preferred rate anytime soon. And now some are saying there won't be rate cuts even in June. Why? Well, as with previous data points, it's another sign of the U.S.'s undeterred economic strength, and that worries investors. At the close today, the Dow lost 240 points to settle at 39,566, while the NASDAQ gained 17 points to close at 16,396, and the S&P 500 fell by 10 points to finish the day at 5243. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude gained 72 cents to $83.89 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury was up to 4.315% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about the marketing minefield that is April Fool's Day. A good April Fool's Day prank can make an impression on customers and consumers, but there's a long history of marketers sending the wrong message. For example, when Gmail launched 20 years ago with a goofy press release on April 1st, many believed it was a practical joke. I mean, what was it, a free email service with gargantuan gigabyte of storage? It all sounded like a hoax at the time. A 2021 announcement from Volkswagen that said it was rebranding its entire name to Volkswagen to demonstrate a commitment to EVs, well, the stock moved greatly before the company revealed all of this was actually a joke. Yeah, April Fool's Day can be a marketing minefield. You gotta be careful. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and directed by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very pleasant evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.